President Trump's doctor has cleared him to resume public outings starting tomorrow. Social media has some thoughts about Trump going back to work after his COVID-19 diagnosis just last week. Let's start our weekly social media roundup there with Femi OK, host of the stream on Al Jazeera English, who joins us each Friday. Hi, Femi.
Hi there, Jeremy.
Okay, so Trump goes back to work. What are people saying about this on social?
Well, there's a lot of real and also some fake doctors sort of analyzing when it was that President Trump actually got sick. So real epidemiologist Eric says it didn't say, and this is in the little note that the press secretary posted on Thursday evening, it didn't say since his first symptoms of a positive test. It says merely 10 days since his Thursday diagnosis, which means that maybe the president was sick with COVID during his first presidential debate. Mm-hmm. Dr. Liana Wen is stunned that the president's doctor says he can return to engagements on Saturday. That's 10 days, according to the White House. But if you're really sick with COVID and very infectious, you should leave about 20 days. And so there is this concern that maybe the president will still be infectious even when he's going back to work. From the president's fans, they're excited, they're happy, they can't wait to see him back on the campaign trail.
It'll be interesting to see, though, if they want to get anywhere close to him, given that situation. I guess we'll see if he goes out and does a rally this weekend. Something else I want to ask you about, Femi. Barbie, the doll, was trending on Twitter on Wednesday after an animated video came out featuring her and her friend Nikki, who is black. What did they say, and why is this video getting so much attention?
So Barbie has a video vlog. And she posts regularly. And Nikki is Barbie's best friend, one of her best friends. And Nikki is black. And Nikki and Barbie sit down and have a conversation. And the conversation is really about some racism that Nikki the doll found when she and Barbie went off to do exactly the same thing. And somehow Barbie wasn't targeted, but Nikki was. And it's in very accessible language. And the reason it trended was because people weren't expecting Barbie to have conversations like this.
Well, and actually, we have a clip here of the video where Nikki talks to Barbie about some of the times when she has encountered racism.
People did these things to me because I was black and they made the wrong assumptions about me.
And they don't make those assumptions about white people like me. And that's not fair, because that means that white people get an advantage that they didn't earn, and black people get a disadvantage that they don't deserve.
Femi, what kind of reaction are you seeing to this on social media?
People are impressed. Jen, for instance, says, "This is amazing. You're doing," that's Barbie, "what parents are scared to do. Thank you." Ryan says, "Incredibly valuable information shown in a format that is geared towards younger people and kids. Great to see." And I really wanted to get some kids' impressions. But if you go to the video vlog on YouTube, there are no comments allowed. But the audience that they're reaching, 9 million people on the Barbie YouTube, on Instagram, 2 million people. I'm sure most of them are kids. And so there's a big audience out there. And Barbie is a genuine influencer for young people. There's a little bit of skepticism. People thinking, yeah, they're just kids. They don't need to know about racism. And then a lot of pushback as well from people who think that actually, when you're a kid, this is the best time to learn lessons about racism, what is right and what is wrong.
Okay, one more thing I want to ask you about. And because you're Femi OK, we always have to do something a little fun on these Friday chats. Early voting is underway in several states, Femi, and there are some clever digital campaigns popping up to get people to vote, including this one featuring naked celebrities.
Please vote.
Take your clothes off and vote.
Vote, vote, vote.
Everyone's voice matters in this election.
Please vote.
America needs you.
It's easy for us to play this on the radio, Femi, because we don't have to censor anything. Exactly. We've got comedian Sarah Silverman in there, Chris Rock, Amy Schumer. Who is behind this and what are people saying about it?
An organization called Represent Us, and they are trying to get people to understand how do you carefully, accurately do a mail-in ballot. For instance, some states may have a double envelope. You have to use both bits of the envelope. Some states say you have to use a black pen. You have to use a black pen. You can't use a blue one. So the idea of the naked celebrities is basically it's clickbait, all right? These naked celebs have an important message for voters. Yes, I know you're going to click on it. A lot of people are just saying, why would you do this? It's awful. But it got your attention. It has been shared thousands and thousands and thousands of times. And Jeremy, I have a confession to make. I am doing this chat with you completely, totally clothed.
Same here. Femi OK, host of the stream on Al Jazeera English, and keeping this chat PG-13 or even PG or G for that matter.
Absolutely.
Femi, thank you. Thank you. It's always wonderful to talk with you.
You're welcome, Jeremy.